Hi, I'm Randy Fay.
And I'm Nancy Lewis.
And we have the pleasure of bringing you our very first HoboBiker.com podcast. We had intended to do a description of our trip as the very first podcast, but we ran into Tim Malik on the road, and his trip is so interesting that we wanted to share it with you. So that's going to be our first podcast today. We have the pleasure of being tonight in Guachochi, in Chihuahua, Mexico, and we got to meet here with Tim Malik, who is doing the reverse trip from what we're doing, and I'm going to let him tell all about his trip, but we'd like to introduce him first. So, Tim, why don't you introduce yourself to us and tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Well, hello, Randy, and hello, Nancy. Thank you very much for inviting me into your bedroom, and thank you indeed for this opportunity to give a podcast. I'm from England. I live in London, the south part of London. I'm 35 years old. I was a lawyer working in London, which I did for about 8 years, and then I decided to do this trip. So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Could you tell us about your trip? This is an incredible adventure.
Certainly. I started my bicycle adventure on January the 19th, 2006. I flew from London to Buenos Aires, and then from Buenos Aires in Argentina down to Ushuaia, which is the southern tip of Argentina. And ever since then, I have been pushing on north and pedaling up through Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and now I'm in Mexico. And I'm looking forward to invading the United States in a couple of weeks.
Tim, tell us about, I think you're riding for a cause, but tell us how you ended up doing this and why you wanted to do it, and tell us about your cause that you're riding for.
The reason I'm decided to do this particular trip is that 10 years ago, I took a three-month trip in Mexico and rode from San Diego in California down the Baja Peninsula and then across mainland Mexico to Cancun. And ever since then, I've been in love with Latin America and the idea of cycling all the way across Latin America and continuing up through the United States and into Canada has always been, you know, the thing that I've really, really wanted to do. It's been a big ambition. And I guess it came down to a question, you know, why not rather than why? And I thought, well, let's do it. So that's really why I wanted to do this trip. I thought that I would, like to try and help some of the people in some of the countries that I'd be visiting and do something useful or charitable whilst I was doing the trip. And so I've decided to ride for a charity called Medicine Sans Frontières, a French charity which in the United States is known as Doctors Without Borders. And they do a lot of very important medical work in Latin America and in other parts of the world, including Africa and Asia. In Latin America, the focus is mainly on helping provide treatment and medication for people with HIV and also with a disease which doesn't receive a lot of publicity, known as Chagas, which is transmitted by beetles, which introduce a parasite into people's blood. And it's potentially a fatal disease, and it's very widespread in Latin America, and it doesn't receive a lot of publicity. So that is the sort of the sort of objective I'm trying to raise money as I ride for that charity.
So just a follow-up question, how have you done in your fundraising? And please tell us how people can go to your website and offer support to Doctors Without Borders.
I think to date I've raised about $10,000.
Wow.
And if people would like to make a donation, I'd be extremely grateful for anything that they thought they could give. It's very easy to make a donation simply by visiting my website. It's very simple, and you can make a donation over a secure internet link, and the website is www.pushonnorth.com.
www.pushonnorth.com, PUSHONNORTH.com. So visit there and make a contribution to Tim's charity.
Now, Tim, we've had a chance to ride with you today. We've been visiting and taking a day off and going and seeing some beautiful parts of this part of the country. And we've been hearing some of your stories about your bicycle equipments and challenges. I guess you've changed some of your equipment. And I'd like to have you talk about your equipment, how it's worked, what you're riding now, and what you think in the future you're looking at.
At the moment, I'm riding a very basic old British mountain bike. It's called an Orange. It has a hardtail. It doesn't have suspension or the back or forks. It's a steel frame, which I think is important in terms of finding a welder if things do break. And I started off with panniers. But I changed because I had a problem with the pannier part of my frame breaking. So I decided to purchase a bob trailer with suspension, and I bought that in Chile. And I really love riding with a bob now. I think they're brilliant pieces of equipment. They're very simple. I'm not a very good bike mechanic, and I've tried whenever I had a problem. The first thing I always try and do is try and find a good bike mechanic. And what I thought would be a useful thing for other people to have would be a sort of a network or a chain of bicycle mechanics up and down Latin America. So now when I visit a country, whenever I meet a bike mechanic and he helps me and he's done a good job, I'll take a photograph of him. I'll describe what he's done and how he's helped me, and I add that to my list now. So now I have a whole host of bicycle mechanics, ranging from Argentina all the way up to here to Mexico. And I think I'd really like people to sort of think, you know, you can do this kind of trip. You don't need to be a very good sort of bike mechanic. There are people who can be in the smallest towns who are going to help you, and you can get Shimano in places where you probably wouldn't think you would be able to get bicycle parts. It's all, everybody in the country rides a bicycle. Every town has a bike shop, and these people are very resourceful and are really good at helping you out when you have problems. And I've just been really, really happily surprised, pleasantly surprised by how easy all things have been. I was in Granada in Nicaragua, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and I had a problem with my freewheel device, and I found a guy just off the market, and he took my back wheel straight out of my hand, and he spent the next 2.5 hours cleaning out the freewheel ratchet and removing all the grease and oil. And at the end of it, he said, "Well, how much, I said, "Well, how much do I owe you for that?" Because he'd enabled me to ride on to the next place. And he said, "Well, just give me what you think you can afford." So I gave him, $5. And I think he was very, very happy with that. He thought that was a fantastic amount of money. And I was just incredibly happy with being able to ride my bike again. And I think if you are, you know, a bike mechanic in California, you'll charge something like $65 an hour labor. And it's just incredible the kind of things that can happen and level of service that you can get. It's really been a very interesting part of my trip, meeting all these different people.
One of the reasons that we're delighted to have you on the podcast is, of course, we have people always look at us with their eyes kind of glaze over, and they say, you're going to do what? You're going to ride your bikes to where? To South America, to Argentina, to Tierra del Fuego, and they just are astonished. And see, Tim is doing the reverse of what we are in the process of doing. So, Tim, how far have you gone? Maybe you can just give us a quick. You gave us a bit of an overview of what you've done, but maybe you could talk a little bit. How far have you gone in kilometers or miles? And maybe give us a high-level overview of your trip.
I'm not actually sure how many kilometers I've done. I don't have an odometer, so I don't count the kilometers at the end of the day.
Do I understand you threw out your odometer?
I did get rid of it because as a lawyer, I had to like bill my time in 6-minute units. And I found myself in the south of Argentina, just crawling along, being really depressed at the fact that I was looking at this computer telling me I was going at 6 kilometers an hour, and I decided I didn't need that. So I wasn't looking at the countryside I'd come to enjoy. So I got rid of my odometer, and I'm now just sort of trying to enjoy the road a bit more than the views around it. Across the equator, so I'm more than halfway there, but beyond that I don't know exactly how far I have gone.
On your website you said you thought it was 20,000 kilometers total from Tierra del Fuego to Alaska.
I think, yeah, that's what I've read. If you ride the Panamericana from top to bottom and just stay on that road, I think it's 18,000 kilometers, but I've tried to sort of meander off and wander around a bit, so I think I'll end up doing more than that, but I'm not going to count.
Just to reiterate, Tim started his ride at the very bottom of South America, in Argentina, in Tierra del Fuego, in the city of Ushuaia, which is the farthest south you can go on a road. And he is going up in Alaska, up the Pipeline Haul Road, which is also called the Dalton Highway, right?
Yeah.
Up to Prudhoe Bay,
yes,
is the plan. So it's a very ambitious journey. Tim, we're headed south, and right now we're in Copper Canyon in northern Mexico. What would you say would be 3 or 4 of the biggest highlights that we have in store for us, and what those meant to you?
Well, firstly, I would really recommend riding through Colombia. I know a lot of people's eyebrows raised slightly when you mentioned the prospect of that, but it's an incredibly beautiful country. I thought it was very safe. The just wonderful mountains to ride in. The people are very friendly. They're mad on cycles. The cyclists, every Sunday there'd just be lots of cyclists out on the road. So it's a country really geared up for biking. I thought riding across Bolivia was amazing. Going across the salt plains, the largest salt plain in the world, and really riding in all the back country in Bolivia, and just hopping from village to village and living on a diet of rice and fried eggs for a week, which will do something incredible for your sleeping bag. That was amazing. And I also really liked northern Argentina, the I rode from Mendoza in Argentina through up to Salta, which in the autumn, and through all the vineyards and the mountains, and I thought that was a really beautiful trip. And probably just hopefully, you know, you'll hit the Carretera Austral, which is the southern road in Chile, and that's a wonderful unpaved section of road which many cyclists
think is fantastic. You've got glaciers, you've got mountains and lakes, and that's an incredible experience, provided it doesn't rain. But it rains a lot, so you've just got to go and see what the weather's like. But that was.
Do you have any future objectives as you go forward from Mexico here, and you ride on, and then after your trip finishes up in Puto Bay, do you have any inspirations?
My immediate inspiration is to return safely to Europe. I'm going to try and get I've got a ticket to take a freight boat home from Montreal in Canada to Genoa in Italy, and I'm hoping to cycle from the north of Italy back to through France and back to Tooting, which is where I live in the south of London. So that's my sort of. I don't know, epilogue or a sort of postscript for my journey. After that, I'm not entirely sure. I've sort of got ideas I'm thinking about, but I just focused all on trying to get to Alaska at the moment and just hoping I get there and don't get eaten by a bear or, you know, something like that.
You'd be amazed at the logistics that help Tim and us to meet here in this odd little town in the eastern part of the Copper Canyon region. But we did, and we spent today and rode out and looked over some Copper Canyon beauty, and we had a wonderful time. We encourage you to go out to Tim's website, www.pushonnorth.com, and take a look there, and contributions to Doctors Without Borders would be very much appreciated. Any last things that anybody wants to say? Tim, do you have anything?
No, it's been a great privilege and an honor. It's been very nice to meet you. Thank you. What a treat.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. And we'll hope that this all works out. Thanks so much. If you have any questions or comments or just want to say hi, we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 303-731-3611. And leave us a message there. We'll be delighted to get that. Or you can send us an email at randyandnancy@hobobiker.com. randyandnancy@hobobiker.com.